do I truly believe who God says I am? Like all the things that he says I am. Do I really truly believe that? And if so, and if I say I believe that, then why am I shrinking down? Why am I not opening my mouth? Why am I not doing the things if I truly believe who he says I am?
You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with me, Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And this is a community that understands that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. My job here is to help you grow personally and spiritually so that you can finally apply the practical financial wisdom you have heard out there. The thing is, until you are well in some of these other parts of your life, you will never have the wealth you truly desire. And so if you're looking to understand more about what the other parts of your life means, the six pillars of wealth, you can go to patricewashington.com, click on start here, and there is a quick redefining wealth quiz you can take to share more with you about what the pillars actually are and which one you may need to start with so that you can begin your truest, most authentic wealth building journey. I am so excited about today's guest and this episode because a part of what I've wanted to do is really continue to bring more of real life people, my clients who actually live by the pillars and understand what it means to have the pillars be a part of their lives. And so I'm really excited to introduce today's guest to you, Taisha Andrews. But before we get to Taisha, let's do the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You got to affirm positivity. You got to affirm abundance. You got to affirm yourself to wealth.
I come back into alignment with who I am authentically. I am dedicated to returning to alignment with my most authentic self. I release all that no longer serves me and embrace my truest essence. Each step I take brings me closer to living in harmony with my genuine desires and values. With each breath, I realign my thoughts, actions, and choices with my purpose. And as I embrace my truest self, I am more confident, so I attract the people, experiences, and opportunities that most resonate with my core being. Declare today, I come back into alignment with my most authentic self. Taisha Andrews is a transformational speaker, an accomplished trainer, coach, and certified John Maxwell team member, as well as the owner of Amplified Impact, where she coaches and encourages others to step out of their comfort and embrace their God-given gifts, their talents, and abilities to make a direct impact in their life and the life of those connected to them. She focuses on guiding you along your journey of self-discovery, and her passion is seeing others succeed and really help leading them through creation and the execution of the dreams that they desire. And I am so honored that I can also say Taisha is a graduate of Command the Stage, whoop, and has been through Mastery and Momentum.
Yes.
And is now an ambassador in Pillar Mastery. Yeah. And I am so excited to have you here all the way from Montgomery, Alabama. And we're not going to judge you for where you're from. Amen. Taisha, welcome to the Redefining Wealth Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. I am excited.
Thank you. Thank you for coming all this way. Okay. So here's where I want to start. Right before we started filming, we got into this conversation and I think it was divine. So I'm just going to start here. I was sharing with Taisha that earlier this year, one of my prayers was that, God, I want you to send me thinking partners. And the reason for that is, you know, I have had great success and I'm very grateful for that. However, much of it has come from me, you know, praying and having these great downloads and vision and even going to masterminds and conferences and all of these retreats. I'm gathering all this information, but I didn't always have people on my team who could help me think through it. And that creates a lot of overwhelm, right? Because it's like, now I know what to do, but I don't always know how to apply it or have the bandwidth, excuse me, to apply it, right? And so something I prayed about earlier this year was, God, send me thinking partners. I don't want to be the only thinker in my world. Like, I need other people to help me think through how to really bring these things to life. Yeah. And I was sharing with you, you know, this has been a great season of release for me, and not releasing because people did bad things, releasing because to go to the next level that I believe I've been called to, I need more people who can think, not just do. And you were like, ooh.
Yeah, that was good. And it hit me because I think that so many times, even when you said that, that wouldn't have been my initial prayer. My initial prayer would have been, Lord, give me better ideas. Help me think of things that are out of the box. Help me think of ways that I can step outside of comfort. Not even thinking, send me others that are thinkers so that they can help me execute on these great ideas that I know that you're giving them, that I'm to be a part of too. So I think that that's something I would have never thought of. And I think we limit ourselves because we don't think about those questions. We're not curious enough to start asking those kind of questions. And so we miss out on so much. Think about how much would not have happened these last couple of months had that not been your prayer.
I know. Yeah. Because you know what it does is it activates, like you said, the curiosity, but the creativity. It makes you more open to alignment with other people, to connections, partnerships, because now I could see people differently, right? Now I'm looking for not just do they have the skill set, but do they have like the mindset to actually think through a process, not just deliver it because I said so. Yeah. It's like, I'm saying it from the lens of what I know, but I don't know everything. I'm committed to the bigger vision. I'm not really attached to all the steps to get there. So I need to align myself with people who are proficient at thinking through those steps.
That's right. Because anybody can come up with an idea, but to come up with a great idea and be able to have the capacity to think through what it looks like as it's being executed, that's something completely different.
Yeah.
I get ideas all the time, but they're beyond sometimes what even I don't even know how to start them.
Yeah.
So that it makes a difference.
And it makes, you know, my theme for this year was effortless acceleration.
That's right, I remember.
And it's accelerating things because I'm not doing it alone.
That's right.
I'm not thinking alone anymore. I have other people who are bringing me ideas about, you said you wanted this. What about this, this, and that? And I'm like, I never thought of that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that was such a great place to start because essentially what I also said is, I'm a lot of other people's thinking partners. That's what I do with my clients is help create those distinctions.
Right.
And you're saying one thing, for example, Mastery Momentum, we talk these co-created conversations. Mm-hmm. We like talk about all these things. And I'm like, well, let me offer you this. Or have you thought about that? Or what about if we consider this? And everybody wants to take a nap at the end of the...
Because thinking can be exhausting. That's why when we're finished, it's time to just go to bed.
Right.
Because you've spent that hour and a half, that 2 hours thinking of so many brilliant ideas and so many things that you want to create. And then you've listened to other people and what ideas they have and the thoughts. And you're sitting there and they're all just running around in your head. And then, but you never get to the execution part because that part, just the thinking part, exhausts you. Mm-hmm. And then you lay down and you get up with maybe a fraction of the ideas that you lay down with.
Right.
And so, like you said, when you have those other people around you, though, you're able to bounce ideas off of them, but also to be able to see it through just so much clearer. But something else you said, when you pray and you were very specific about what you needed, God also, because he knows where he's taking you, he can align you with the people specifically that need to be in your life for you to go where he's taking you. So he wasn't just bringing thinkers, just any thinkers into your space. He wasn't aligning you with just anybody. He was aligning you with purpose and destiny because he knew and knows exactly what he predestined for you. So he says, okay, she needs this person. She needs this. She needs this type of thinker because there's different types of thinkers also.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
He gave you exactly what you needed because you asked.
What if I told you the reason that your business and career pursuits may be falling short or maybe don't feel as fulfilling as you would like them to is because what you really need is personal transformation and spiritual growth. so that you can trust yourself to do the things you already know to do with more boldness and more conviction. When those aren't in place, you can take all the skill set driven courses you want to. You can literally enroll in every business program out there, and you still will not actually implement the things that you learn. Because all that is giving you is more self-awareness, but what you need in this season is more soul awareness so you can actually get the guts to go do the stuff you know you should be doing. That's why I created my intimate mastermind, Mastery Momentum, to take you from always feeling stuck to actually taking action on all of your biggest dreams and your greatest desires. You'll learn how to leverage your soul energy, cultivate a strong inner confidence, and build next level courage so that you can move past those invisible walls that are really blocking you. Stuff like the hesitation, the people pleasing, the imposter syndrome, the fear, the doubt, all of the things that are just not serving you in this season. Through this exclusive mastermind, you'll gain access to divinely led co-created conversations, guest expert trainings by people that I hand select based on what our group needs. You'll have access to retreats, wisdom circles, and a host of resources and tools that'll support you in actually going after the things that you say you want, but from a place of authenticity and transparency and vulnerability. So if you're ready to take your business, career, and life goals to new heights with clarity, conviction, and courage, I want to invite you to apply for Mastery and Momentum today. Just go to masteryandmomentum.com because together we're going to make sure that nothing can stop you from redefining wealth and achieving purpose-driven greatness on your own terms. So let me ask you this. What did you ask for? What was your prayer before you joined Mastery and Momentum?
My prayer before I joined Mastery and Momentum was to be more creative.
Really?
That was my prayer. Because I've always looked at myself and said, I'm not creative. Oh, I would love to do that, but I'm not really creative. The interesting thing is though, God has given me, he opened my eyes to show me that I've always been creative. I've just stifled my own growth because I've always said, I'm not creative.
Maybe.
So I was stopping myself. But since January, I've just been thanking God for the creativity. But now I need creative people. Because creativity is exhausting too, because I can only think so many things to create. And then I don't have the knowledge on how to execute the things that I'm thinking of, the things that I'm creating. So now my prayer is changing.
Yes, that prayer is changing. Wow. You know what? I would never think that would be your prayer, because I even think back to Command the Stage Live.
Yeah.
You were just so jazzy. And every time I see you somewhere, like, listen, we were joking about the fact that Taisha came into the studio with a white blouse on and I was ready. I had options because I'm like, Taisha has jazzy glasses all the time, a jazzy printed blazer, a funky top or something. And I was like, you know, in my mind, you present as very creative, just even in the way that you put your looks and your outfits together. So I would have never guessed that was your prayer.
But that's the way I presented myself. But on the inside, I didn't think that about myself. Mm. On the inside, I've always said, wow, I wish I'll see something or I'll see somebody else doing something. I wish I was that creative. I wish I could. I would have never thought of that. Never realizing that it was already in me.
So what happened throughout, you know, our time together in Mastery Momentum that helped you to realize that you were just, that was just what you were saying?
So much happened. But I think the main thing that happened was, one was being in community with so many other ladies and seeing the diversity in our creativity, which let me know that each person is gifted with creativity and it shows up differently. My creativity is not going to look like your creativity. Her creativity is not going to look like my creativity. It doesn't make me any less creative. It doesn't make her any more creative. That's her creative side. This is my creative side. And so when I began to see that every time I showed up, and I just would sit there and I would just look, because I'm like, wow. Not the diversity in thoughts, not the diversity in background, the diversity in the creativity and just how each person showed up. And everybody was so comfortable showing up as themselves and not having to be anybody else. And when I sat there and watched that and looked at everybody else, what came to me was, I am them.
That's why you were there.
I am them.
Yeah.
Because before I would have looked and said, they're so much different than me. You're so much different than me. But sitting there, I'm like, I am them. And then from that point, God just began to peel back layers to where I felt more comfortable each and every day showing up as myself. Not just on the camera when we got together, but it played out every day. So every time I showed up, I was a more confident Taisha. I was a more confident,
yes,
you know, myself, because every day he just began to show me, peeling back layers, that you are already everything mm-hmm. that you're asking me to be.
You know, a lot of times people feel like when they're in communities that mm. all the comparison actually comes up. It's the judgment, the comparison. Mm-hmm. So you find that people will join communities like this. It feels like this in nature. Mm-hmm. Or it looks like that.
Yeah.
But then they hide because they feel that smallness. And I really believe from my experience mm-hmm. in just curating the community and watching mm-hmm. people, how that peeled off as time went yeah. off. Like so many, yeah. right? People starting with like not saying it.
And then they was talking nonstop.
Like you could just see it like pulling teeth kind of to share and yep. contribute in the beginning. And then at the end, it's like, I'm going to take up space. So now everyone shares 7 minutes, you know,
exactly.
10 like, minutes.
I got something to say. Anybody else? I have something to say, but
I loved it.
It was so good though.
Said, that way yeah. of being didn't end up just stopping on a biweekly mm-hmm. call.
Exactly.
That way of being showed up in your everyday life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
talk to me about some of the things that happened in your everyday life.
I think one of the things that really stood out to me was my ability to really create boundaries around not just my time, create boundaries around conversations I was willing to have and conversations that I wasn't willing to have. I created boundaries around what I allow people to say around me for the first time. And I'm pretty vocal, but I was vocal. I used to be vocal to where I'm very concerned about your feelings when I say something. I'm very concerned about, did that come across right? Did I say it too harsh? Was I too sarcastic? And I got to the point where I had to understand that for where I want to go and where I know God wants to take me, I can't let everything come into these ears. Mm-hmm. And so there's some conversations I just didn't need to be a part of.
What's an example?
Simple example is just how people so easily criticize others constantly. Mm-hmm. Just being in conversations where there's constant criticisms. Because then you find yourself criticizing. So for me, that was one where I just don't want to be around people that if you're criticizing everything else that somebody else is doing, what are you really doing? So that was a
nothing.
Really, for me, that was just something that really stood out to me. So I had to back myself away from that. Another thing that I had to do is I really had to get comfortable with looking at myself and appreciating who I am. Like really getting comfortable with appreciating who I am. Every part of me, getting comfortable with what I don't know, because a big thing that I dealt with is always wanting to look good and be right. It's just something I struggled with since I was in high school.
Many of us.
Since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And what I realized was that showing up, looking good and being right wasn't serving me because it wasn't taking me where I wanted to go. It had me taking on positions and things that I didn't even want to do because I just fit the bill because I could say the right thing. I know enough. So
I think it also was creating that barrier we talked about mm-hmm. at Command the Stage Live. Yes. You remember me pulling you to the side? Like,
I remember you pulling me to the side.
And I was like, your story is so powerful, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's an invisible like barrier between yeah. you and what you're saying you actually want to do. Like there's something else mm-hmm. that's going on. And even when we're not aware of it energetically, yeah. it is preventing Fair. Us from actually reaching the people. And it's almost like it's a repellent.
Well, you wonder, for me, that was a great experience for me. And when you pulled me aside and said that, I knew it. I knew exactly what you were talking about. But sometimes you're not sure that other people can see it, you know, where you're stopping yourself. You know, you only go so far and then you stop yourself. But for me, it's the transparency. Mm-hmm. It's letting that wall all the way down where people can know that you make mistakes.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that deep yearning inside? It's like a whisper in your soul telling you that there is more to how you are living today. There's more than just climbing the corporate ladder and being content. There's more than how we've been taught to pursue wealth and financial success. there's more than just the good title and the house and the cars. There's more. I believe that there's a world of infinite possibilities waiting for you. And I want to invite you to join me in Atlanta, Georgia from October 6th through 8th for Redefining Wealth Live, where our theme is Meant for More. This 3-day experience is intended to help you get off autopilot, discover your deepest desires, and authentically manifest your dreams. I'm talking about transformational teachings, transformational connections, and transformational experiences that will help you create greater harmony, peace, and joy as you pursue professional pursuits, but do it with your desires in mind. This inaugural event is themed Meant for More because I truly believe that you were born on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. Do not let fear or doubt hold you back from getting in this room, even if you have to come alone. Secure your seat at Redefining Wealth Live by visiting redefiningwealthlive.com. That's redefiningwealthlive.com. You, Purpose Chaser, are meant for more, and I can't wait to guide you on this remarkable journey of true internal and external transformation. I'll see you in Atlanta. So I know you struggled in Command the Stage, because you know my thing is...
Gosh, it was a... You had me stressed out. You had me stressed out. The only thing I could do was go find a cute shirt. That's the only thing I could do, because I was so stressed out. I got back to the room that night and I'm thinking, she said, I got to do this again. I got to go up on that stage again tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to memorize this thing. Let me run through it. I'm going to memorize it because I want it to be perfect. But it wouldn't, it couldn't be. Because for me, that experience showed me that perfection, trying to be perfect gets you nowhere. But what it does is it leaves you empty. Because I left there, while I appreciated everything that happened while I was there in that space, the relationships, the friendships that were made, the connections that were made, but I left empty. I left empty. And I cried. I cried on my way home.
Did you?
I left empty. And I left empty because I didn't pour out what was in me while I was there. And that sounds funny because I didn't pour out what was in me, but yeah. I left empty.
Yeah.
But it was because what's really inside didn't come out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to just be myself. I didn't know how to just say what I wanted to say. I didn't know how to let the emotions show. I didn't know what that was going to look like.
And that's what most of us are concerned about.
I didn't know what it's going to look like.
What does it look like?
Yeah. I didn't know.
And then you come through Mastery Momentum and we don't care what it looks like.
Yeah. And it even took me a second there to be okay with it not looking a certain way. It took me a minute.
Did it?
It took me a minute. I was definitely back in the background. If there was a background, I was in the background. But I was just sitting there and I was listening to everyone else, listening to their stories, listening to the impact that they're making, not just in their lives, but in the lives of other people. And I began to ask myself, like, what am I really doing? Am I really doing what I desire to do? Or am I just doing what other people think I should do? And so that experience for me was...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
While many investors chase a tech boom that has yet to fully materialize, and major indexes already flirt with record highs, it feels like we're running out of those under-the-radar opportunities with the potential to elevate your overall portfolio. But with Masterworks Advisors, you can diversify your investment portfolio beyond stocks and bonds and into blue-chip contemporary art. It's an asset class that's outpaced the S&P 500 for the last 28 years by 64%. And the process doesn't require millions or art expertise. In fact, over the same period, art investing has been an effective way to reduce volatility in a portfolio relative to rate of return. So schedule a call with Masterworks Advisors at masterworks.com/skip. That's masterworks.com/skip. This advertisement relates to the provision of advisory services by Masterworks Advisors, LLC, and is not intended to offer or solicit investment in any securities. Masterworks Advisors is affiliated with Masterworks.
Watching other people talk through and walk through and being guided through where they desire to be. And for me sitting there, I was like, you have to open your mouth. Because if you don't open your mouth, you can't get the guidance that you need. You can't even get other people's thoughts or opinions because you won't even open your mouth. And so as I sat and began to get more comfortable listening, that's when I was like, this is my opportunity. It's just my opportunity to be who I am. And I didn't have to be anybody else, just who I am.
And I love that because me not actually knowing all of the nuances, to me, every time you open your mouth, we're like, oh, Taisha, go. Like your gardening example, you know, and just all the things. Mm-hmm. Like every time you open your mouth, you really are amplifying impact. Like you really are such a blessing. Mm. And that's a part of why mastery and momentum is so important to me, because I know as a brilliant woman, looking at another brilliant woman, looking at all the brilliant women that I serve and have served, how many of us only give so much of what God has given us and we leave spaces feeling empty, which shouldn't be because we had so much to give and we had so much to receive.
That's right.
And because we are suffering in silence, essentially, with all of these thoughts, ideas, and we're not really trained to be our most authentic selves, though. Like, we haven't been groomed for that. We have groomed to be checklist checkers who appease other people. And as long as everybody's okay, then I'll be okay. While secretly, we're like, I'm not okay.
Yeah. And you sit there and you struggle with that. You know, I know before we had that conversation and one of our calls about living up to everyone else's expectations. And then you leave yours back there somewhere else in a drawer somewhere, to never be seen again because you're so busy fulfilling everything else that everybody else feels that you should be doing and the great ideas that they have for you rather than following the dreams and desires that you have for yourself. And I think that when, as we went through Mastering Momentum, one of the things that I felt like when you asked us to pick the pillars, I'm like, my faith pillar is strong. Like, I'm good there. Let me pick something else. Uh-huh. And as we went through, I realized that, wow, my faith pillar needs work because do I truly believe who God says I am? Like all the things that he says I am. Do I really truly believe that? And if so, and if I say I believe that, then why am I shrinking down? Why am I not opening my mouth? Why am I not doing the things if I truly believe who he says I am?
This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Are you ready to redefine wealth and take your life to the next level? Well, there's one critical piece of the puzzle you might have overlooked. Life insurance. Now, we all have dreams and we all have people we deeply care about. For me, it's my loved ones, and I want to ensure their future is secure no matter what. Enter Ethos. It's a game changer in the world of life insurance because traditional life insurance can be complicated and time consuming, but that's not the case with Ethos. They've revolutionized the process with a seamless 100% online application. Now, here's the kicker. No medical exams or blood tests. Ethos knows that your time is precious, so they can cover you in just minutes, not weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is always protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online, so don't wait. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. So head to patricewashington.com/ethos to start your quote. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. You know, I'm all about seizing opportunities, and this is one you can't afford to miss. Protect what matters most with Ethos Life Insurance. PatriceWashington.com/ethos.
And so for me, even that was just working through every single day who God says that I am. And he was showing me every day, showing me. So what I loved about Mastering Momentum, it wasn't just about conversations, but it was really guiding us through how we live everyday life.
Yeah.
Every day.
So you were like, faith pillar is strong. So what did you come to work on? Which pillar did you feel like was going to be the thing?
I picked my space pillar.
But you did a lot of stuff in your space. Like, you made a lot of progress. Share with us what you did in your space pillar.
I still got a lot of junk laying around. I did. So I felt as though if I fixed my space, then I could show up as my authentic self.
It supports that. It does.
To a certain degree.
To a certain degree. That's why we have six
to a
pillars.
Certain degree. Yeah, I had to go back and look at the other ones. To a certain degree. So I did. I fixed the space. I did some things in my space. And when I walked in my space, I felt better. But I still wasn't showing up as myself. I was sitting down at my desk to work on different things. I would do a video, maybe a live, maybe a podcast. And I still couldn't be myself in my own space.
Wait, can we just I couldn't be myself in my own space.
So I had to think, what changed about the space? I was the only thing that walked into the space. So it's me. It's not the space. It's me. So that's when I really had to realize that my space pillar is fine. Mm-hmm. I had to go back to faith pillar and really work on that. I had to work on relationships and friendships.
Yeah. You had some tough conversations.
A lot of tough conversations.
How did you get through the tough conversations? Because that's what most of us want to avoid when we look at the people pillar.
I came in with no preconceived notions when it was time to have those conversations. And I believe it's something you said. I wasn't attached to the outcome. I just wasn't attached to the outcome. Because at the end of the day, I know that there's somewhere that I'm trying to get. So it was about what I need to do for myself. So it's, I guess, maybe a little bit of selfishness there, because I had to think about, if I'm breaking down these walls, like you said, these walls that I have up, I can't always be concerned about what this next person is thinking or feeling. So these conversations were more about what I needed to make happen to be able to move on. Mm-hmm. And they were hard. But one of the things that was interesting, one of the conversations that I had with a friend, and she acknowledged it. She said, I see you changing. She said, but I remember you told me at the beginning of the year that you were going to be making some changes. And she says, I love it.
That's a real friend.
That's a real friend.
Because to me, the only people who really get upset when you start to create boundaries are people who were banking on you never having any boundaries. Yeah. They were benefiting from you being boundaryless. Mm-hmm. So, because my thing is, if I love you and you are doing something that does not physically cause me harm, but it gives you more peace, what am I mad at? I want the best for you.
Yeah, that's what you would think.
That's what you would think. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you become upset that I request anything, please do not talk to me in such a tone. Like, please do not criticize other people in my presence. It does not make me feel good. It does not raise the vibration and energy of this room.
That's right.
Like, you know, if I'm saying those things, you mad? You've changed. Yes. I have. Yeah. I did an episode recently. I'm like, that Patrice is dead. But she don't exist anymore.
But that can be scary. Because who's coming with you? Do you have to walk? Am I walking away alone? And you think about what that looks like. If I'm not this person anymore, the person that you expected anymore, or the person that you said banked on having no boundaries anymore. I don't know what that looks like. And sometimes I think that's what we're scared of. We're scared of the unknown. We don't know what that looks like. But that's also because I think that we have gotten to a place where sometimes we're just scared to walk alone. Like, walk alone.
Remember Footprints in the Sand? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, my grandmother used to like...
I think everybody's grandma had
that. Everybody's grandma had that little clock on the wall. Used to have the Footprints in the Sand.
Yeah.
And it was about how God was always walking with you. Like, when you're walking on the beach, you see that second set of footprints.
Yeah.
That goes back to the faith pillar. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that when we are so uncomfortable... And I'm not saying discomfort is a bad thing.
No.
But when we are so resistant to being radically honest about what we need, want, and desire to be a full version of ourselves, that we are willing to betray ourselves in order to make sure that this person feels good about us not having boundaries. What does that say about your faith? Because if you believe that God is always walking with you, and if you are in a season of awakening and you are coming like in awareness of this is not good for me. I always ask people, so do you think that this is God's best for you? Like,
yes.
Do you think that this is God's best for you? That's a question I had to ask myself. For me, it was my marriage. Do you believe that this is God's best for you? Because if I say that I believe that I am lovable, loving, worthy of all this love and, you know, in God's love, if I say all of that to say that, if I don't have this conversation, I'm like, it's okay for me to just live a life with this much love when God is like, I got all this for you. If I say I believe this, then I have to step out on faith. That was my experience. Yeah. And I always tell people, don't be just getting divorced talking about Patrice said. Don't
That's
do that.
What she said, dude.
Don't do that. But to me, it also feels like we make other people who were supposed to be resources in our lives the source. Yeah.
The source.
And if God is the source, then I have to be okay when the season of a resource is up.
Is up. It's funny that you said that, because on my way down here, I wrote on a little receipt that I had in a car, and it says, you may have a good ideal, or that might have been a good option, but wait on God's best. Mm-hmm. Wait on the best. You know, that was good, but do you really want best? Because we can have a lot of good things, but do we really want the best? Because it's for us to have.
So to have God's best, sometimes we have to release man's good.
We have to. I think we always have. To have God's best, we have to let go of man's good, because we can't have them both.
Yeah.
We have to.
For you to have that conversation with your friend, though, something that I want to highlight is that you actually got to see that your friend was actually supportive.
Yes. And I didn't feel, when the call happened, I didn't really think that that was the way it was going, because it just didn't sound like that at first. And I was like, oh, no. And normally I would have kept on trying to justify the difference in me. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because this and this. And I would have just been trying to justify and justify. But I didn't. I just was quiet. I didn't say anything. I just silent. And usually the silence is the hard part. But then when she said that, I was like, I just felt something just released. Just like,
I think there's such an opportunity for more relationships to come into greater alignment and authenticity and intimacy when someone is liberated to tell the truth, right? Yeah. Because now you get to build or rebuild or define or redefine this relationship or that people pillar on something that is real versus keeping each other comfortable being fake. Yeah. Yeah. And is that not what we want? Like, that's, we're talking about people exactly pillar creating relationships that matter and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it only matters if it's like surface level and fake, or do we want to have the difficult conversations and make it A real friendship.
A real friendship. But think about how long you've had these surface level friendships. Think about how long we've had surface level friendships where having a real friend is something that's foreign. Because I think even the concept of understanding what a real friend is, just like you said, that transparency and being able to say exactly who you are and what you desire and where you feel like, you know, God is leading you or where your life is going, any of those things, to be able to have those real conversations. And that person support you. They're a champion for you. You can bounce anything off of them. They're your thinking partner. You know, all those things. And sometimes we have lived on the surface level of so many things, not just friendships, but so many things that I think we just have become good at walking on water on the top, skimming the surface.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think we're just kind of good at it.
Ultimately, though, that goes back to leaving you empty.
Yeah.
It leaves you dry. You're walking on water. You could really just bend down and get a little sip, right?
Just
immerse yourself,
just a little bit,
right? And quench that thirst. Yeah. But instead, we are so hungry and thirsty for genuine relationships, for genuine friendships, to be able to genuinely do what we feel called to do in the world without all of the other barriers that we put between ourselves and what's possible. Hey, Purpose Chaser, are you living your life's purpose? Our partner this week is Chime, and Chime is on a mission to make financial peace of mind a reality for everyone. They are doing this by changing the way people feel about banking, and their business is built on the principle and purpose of protecting their members. Now, your purpose deserves to be prioritized, and you need a tool to help you make managing money easy. When you sign up for Chime and link a qualifying direct deposit, you'll get access to benefits like getting paid up to 2 days early and fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, with Chime, there are no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and no deposit required. So, sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/RW. That's chime.com/RW. Special thanks to Chime for supporting the show. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, North America, or Stride Bank, North America, member of the FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/SpotMe. And I love that. We get to start to unpack that in Mastery Momentum. Mm-hmm. And then in Pillar Mastery, why did you agree to be an ambassador?
Well, I was trying to figure out how to get more time with you. So I was like, I'll be there.
I love this radical honesty.
But now, you know, I know what change happened for me. And I know what that space did for me and how it's changed. It has truly changed my life. I mean, the trajectory, everything is just different. And it started with how I was thinking. So now I have an opportunity to watch other women go through that and also be a part of listening to the transformation and be a part of encouraging and empowering and being able to root them on and all the things. Be there, you know, when they need to cry, be there when they're laughing, laugh with them. I genuinely love everything that goes along with helping someone else to get to where they need to be. And so for me, I didn't have to think about it.
Thank you so much for saying yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because for Pillar Mastery, it was so important for me to hand select people that I know mm-hmm. and I've watched utilize the idea of the pillars. And I can tell because mm-hmm. it's in your language. So even when you would share Mastery Momentum, mm-hmm. it's like, so this is a people pillar thing. Like, and that's it. Like, because that becomes mm-hmm. the filter through which we process life. Yeah. And it does help for me mentally mm-hmm. organize a little bit. I think we thrive with, it's not compartmentalizing, but understanding where things kind of fall sure. and then how they connect to mm-hmm. other parts. And I couldn't remember exactly which call, baby, because all our Mastery Momentum calls are 2 hours.
And they're
but
good.
It does fly by. It does go it by. Does. We do want a nap after or drink, either one. But it does fly by.
It does.
But where you, I think it was probably towards the end of your first 6 months in Mastery Momentum where you were talking about just how all the pillars kind of connected. Do you remember some of that? You were just reflecting. And it doesn't have to be that exactly, yeah. but you were just like, I saw how when I did this thing, it connected to that mm-hmm. thing. And then that thing connected to this. And I was just like, yes.
Yeah, I think what happened for me is when I started working on one pillar, for instance, I went back to my faith pillar. But when I started working on my faith pillar, and what I did is I went back and started just studying about what God says about me. And then it started to open my mind up about, well, he says it's about me. He says it's about the people in my life, too. So then it helped me look at the people in my life differently, which changed the relationships, which changed how I interacted with people. It changed what I thought about other people. So it touched there. But then it was like, okay, that's good. And I love enjoying time with people. But it bled over to my finances, too, because then I started thinking about, well, if I really want to be able to do all these creative things and all these ideas that God has given me now, then I have to make sure that my finances line up, you know. So it just everything started to blend together. And you're right. You'll pick one pillar. But by the time you're finished, you'll see how they are all interconnected. And it's because those pillars really make up your life.
Yeah.
That's just your life, you know? And like I said, it's not compartmentalized. It's just understanding that this is here, and this is here. And for me, it helps you really be able to see better how each area is functioning and how it's flowing mm-hmm. and what's not functioning and what's not flowing.
What feels yeah. stagnant.
Exactly. Because you can identify it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so grateful for having served you now multiple times
yes.
and to still have you in community and have your support with just the next mm-hmm. generation of yeah. Folks, of women in particular, mm-hmm. that are coming into the awareness of how the pillars can serve them. And I think you're right. It's so in alignment, though, with just who you naturally are. So with your coaching with Amplify Impact, mm-hmm. I also think, or it's Amplified it's Impact.
Amplified Impact.
Yep. Yeah. I think that what we were saying kind of at the top of the show, I think it's really incredible that you get to mm-hmm. support people as their thinking partner as well. So what do you want to continue to create in your own coaching?
Gosh. Oh, because I get caught up in just encouraging and like you said, the thinking part of it. But what I really want to see going forward to Amplified Impact is the ability to help women. I don't want to just be their thinking partner, but I really want to help them lay out strategy. Because what I noticed in my own life for so many years, I was stagnant with fear and just not knowing what to do next and really not knowing how to step out of my own way. And while people could encourage me all day long, if I didn't have a strategy to how to do it, I appreciated everything that they said and I appreciated their kind words, but I still didn't know how to take the steps. And so what I realized is that even being able to help walk someone through ideas and help them be creative and help them really write down and visualize what it is that they want. But now it's about how do they really pursue that? What are the actual steps? Mm-hmm. The next day when I wake up, what do I do when my feet hit the ground? Because I think that's the part that we miss a lot. I know that's the part that I missed for so many years. I just didn't know.
I love
that.
And
so that's where I want to take Amplified Impact. I want to not just encourage and empower and be that thinking partner, but really put strategy to the thinking, strategy to the creative ideas, and help women take the actual steps so that they can continue to see lasting transformation.
I love that. So how do people get in touch with you for that?
So you can find me on Instagram at Taisha, T-I-E-S-H-A _Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. And from there, there's a link in my bio where you can connect with me.
I love it. So. I'm so grateful to have you here. I want to ask you the Redefining Wealth Rapid Wisdom questions real quick.
Why didn't I think that was going to be coming?
Played yourself. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Real quick, how do you define success?
This is a funny one, but rest.
Yes, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. How do you define wealth in 3 words or less?
Abundant living.
What's one book that has helped you redefine wealth for yourself?
I know someone's probably said this, but I'm actually going to say the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And fill in the blank. My name is, and to me, the truth about wealth is.
My name is Taisha Andrews, and the truth about wealth is really just being yourself.
And here's a bonus. If someone is considering applying for Mastery Momentum, what would you say?
Hey, do it now. I would say do it now.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Taisha. You guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Man, so many great takeaways. If you are interested in applying for Mastery Momentum, please just go to masteryandmomentum.com or click the link in the bio. Make sure that you connect with Taisha in social media. Again, her Instagram was Taisha_Andrews. That's T-I-E-S-H-A_Andrews. Make sure you just drop her a line and just encourage her. Reach out to her about her coaching with Amplify Impact. You can connect with her. If you end up coming into Pillar Mastery, we'd love to have you. I'm just grateful that you got to hear from, again, a real person. Because sometimes I think I talk about the pillars and you're like, that's just Patrice. No, there's other women out there who are continuing to build their voice and amplify their impact and step into their power by using the pillars and the principles that we discussed at Redefining Wealth. So I hope this was a blessing to you. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. We'll talk to you later.